The Killing Time by M.J. Lee. Read by Dallin Bradford. For Saga Egmont. 14th of January, 1932. The 333rd day of the year of the Golden Goat. 1. He nestled his hands in the warm gap between his chest and his arm, curling up so his nose touched his bare knees. The pain from his ear had lessened now. All that remained was a long, dull throb. The blood had clotted and scabbed, caking his neck and shoulders. One time, he had gently brushed his right ear with his fingertips. One time was enough. The pain had passed through his brain like a scythe through stalks of rice, leaving nothing but stubble in its wake. He wasn't going to touch it again. He shivered. It was so cold.
"I want Ayi. Where is Ayi?"
he whispered to himself through chapped lips. The boy remembered the warmth of his maid's body as she hugged him to sleep, her strong arms pulling him into the pillow of her breasts beneath the cotton nightshirt.
"Where is Ayi?"
he repeated, like a Hail Mary given to him by the priest in confession. Only this time, there was no priest, no holy water, no golden cross on a white linen-covered altar, just the sound of his words echoing off the high ceiling. He hugged himself tighter, edging his body into the cold corner where the two walls met the floor. Opposite, the mattress stank of piss and vomit, lying next to an empty stained chamber pot and an even emptier rice bowl. When had he last eaten? He couldn't remember, but his stomach felt as empty as his soul. Something moved in the far corner. Two electric yellow eyes like fog lights in the gloom. A high-pitched squeak. The sound of tiny feet on straw. The boy backed even further into the corner.
"Where is Ayi? Where is Ayi?"
he wailed out loud this time, turning his face into the cold dampness of the wall, his voice hoarse, exhausted from hours of screaming. The wet slime kissed his cheek, a damp kiss like that of his aunt with the rubbery lips and the stench of perfume she bought by the crate on her trips abroad. Above his head, a small window, its dirty glass covered in dust and cobwebs, let in the dull January light, fighting through the dirt to illuminate the room, but losing the battle. Another loud squeak from the opposite corner, answered by one closer to him, on his left. He buried himself further into the wall, trying to find refuge in its cold embrace. How had he got here? He forced his mind to go back to the time it had happened. Playing in the park, the warmth of the sun on his back, his Ayi holding her hands out for him, being lifted up and thrown high into the air, only to be caught by a man's strong arms, the smell of tobacco and sweat and garlic on his breath, the roughness of the jacket against his skin. Harsh clothes, cold clothes, not like the smooth silk shirts of his father. He shivered, curling up even tighter into a ball, trying to get warm. Why couldn't he get warm? He looked at the wall, the words scored into the damp plaster with the sharp point of the iron nail stood out clearly against the green mold. Save me. Nobody was going to save him. Nobody. The rats stopped squeaking and scurried away to their deep, dark, safe havens. A key turned in the lock. 15th of January, 1932. The 334th day of the year of the Golden Goat. 2. Inspector Danilov tamped the half-finished cigarette against the granite wall of the morgue, putting the dimp in his left-hand overcoat pocket. He no longer...